Heat index values could reach 108 degrees across Ohio today and Thursday. An extreme heat warning is in effect until 8 Thursday night. Residents urged to stay cool, stay hydrated, and limit outdoor activity. A possible 18-month pause on new data center development in Alliance could head to City Council next week. City's Property and Land Committee met Tuesday and is expected to recommend a moratorium while officials review regulations and community impacts. Recommendation expected to be considered at Monday's council meeting. Move follows recent public opposition to data centers and a zoning change limiting them to heavy industrial areas in the city. City of Alliance will search for a new council clerk assistant following action taken by council Tuesday. Lawmakers approved a resolution combining the duties of the clerk of council and assistant position after the termination of Tatiana Crockett. In the meantime, Clerk Stacy Gurney will assume those responsibilities and receive a bi-weekly stipend of $145 retroactive to June 10th. A 14-year-old boy was ordered remanded to the Multnomah County Juvenile Detention Center Tuesday. Stark County Family Court Judge Matthew Kreitzer ordered the boy held after a pretrial conference. The suspect pleaded not true in the death of 15-year-old Kennedy Wise June 19th. Alliance police say the boy had taken a 9mm handgun to a home in the 600 block of West Summit Street, believing the gun was not loaded, and pulled the trigger while pointing it at the girl. Charges include reckless homicide and involuntary manslaughter. The county prosecutor's office seeking to have the teen tried as an adult. An arraignment now set for Thursday in Common Pleas Court for a Canton man facing charges of pandering obscenity involving a minor. 42-year-old Todd Gang was indicted in May in connection with June 2025 allegations of possessing child sexual abuse material. A summons was issued later that month, but Gang failed to appear for arraignment, prompting a judge to issue a warrant. Gang was arrested Monday. A new 25-year agreement between Plain Township and the City of Canton is aimed at resolving a long-running dispute over utility access and annexation rules. Under the deal approved by trustees Tuesday, single-family homes, duplexes, and triplexes can connect to Canton Water and Sewer without being forced into city annexation. According to the repository, township leaders add police, fire, and road services will continue, and any annexation would require property owner consent. The agreement also includes a revenue-sharing plan for future annexed properties and allows the township to retain property tax revenues for 25 years before city taxes apply. Highway Patrol says two 14-year-olds were ejected in a deadly UTV crash in Tuscarawas County Tuesday afternoon. It happened on Township Road 203 in Clay Township. When a Polaris Ranger went off the road and overturned while taking a curve, one teen was pronounced dead at the scene. The other was flown to Children's Hospital in critical condition. Neither juvenile was wearing a seatbelt or helmet. The crash is under investigation. Rising property values have prompted Mahoning County commissioners to approve a tax break for homeowners. The owner occupancy exemption will reduce property taxes by about 2.5%, with the savings appearing on tax bills in 2028. Residential property values climbed an average of 24%. School, library, and township leaders say the change could reduce revenue for levy-funded local services. A settlement document reveals the District of Columbia has agreed to pay $50,000 to resolve a lawsuit filed by a resident who accused police officers of illegally detaining him for following an Ohio National Guard patrol while playing Darth Vader's theme song from Star Wars on his phone. The amount of the settlement by Sam O'Hara with the district disclosed in a document provided to the Associated Press Monday. O'Hara sued the district last year over what he says was his act of protest against a federal law enforcement surge in overwhelmingly Democratic Washington, D.C. Authorities in southern Ohio said it was the worst they'd ever seen. 16 children found in squalor in one home in Vinton County, east of Cincinnati. Four people facing multiple felony charges from child neglect. Age ranges authorities say were from infancy to teenagers. Some needed to be hospitalized. Kids, police say, appear to have been kept in a 12-by-12 room. And the suspects were adept in hiding the children from neighbors. Vinton County Prosecutor William Archer announced the charges.
The four defendants were arraigned on 16 counts of second-degree felony, child endangering. They were assessed a $300,000 cash or surety bond per defendant. They were ordered to have no contact with each other as co-defendants. They were ordered to have no contact with the victims. Grandma, grandpa, father, and mother at this point. That's what we know. We are asking for temporary custody to Job and Family Services. The children are safe. They have been placed. We have some other issues we're still dealing with for their safety, but they are currently in a good situation and are being protected.